Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to. The markets just having another awful beating of a day. Most of the day today, we will talk to David Fisher about your money today. Todd Chapman's going to stop by, let us know how we're doing on helping those families we were concerned about last week. Holly Scheer talking about voter disenfranchisement in Florida. It's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Managing all the forests in every way we can does not stop climate change. And those who deny that are definitely contributing to the tragedies that we're now witnessing and will continue to witness.
That's Governor Jerry Brown of California. Yes, he's doing exactly what you think he's doing there. He is blaming the wildfires that are consuming his state in record numbers. 31 now dead, I believe, deadliest wildfires in the state's history. And God only knows the number of acreage that have been eaten up by these fires. But he's out there swinging away today at climate change. And I counted no less than 25 pieces over the weekend that actually didn't have anything to do with climate change, that were talking directly about what could be done in California to prevent what is happening there. And it's very simple. It's you clear off underbrush and you do controlled burns on a regular basis. So when areas get overly thick and populated with vegetation, as it goes into its dead cycle, you clear it out and you burn some off. And what that allows you to do is, as you control burns, then you don't have just endless amounts of property just connected to flammable vegetation and landscape. And when you don't do that, then these fires cannot be allowed to just rage and rage and rage. And for some reason, and it's been mostly, it has nothing to do with climate change deniers, as Jerry Brown puts them. It has everything to do with environmentalists. The greeny wackos have come in and said, no, don't cut the underbrush. No, don't do controlled burns. Think of all the smoke you're putting in the air that might get into people's lungs. Well, it's so bad now that they're having to pass out masks in the communities. So, Jerry Brown wants to blame it on climate change. He should blame it on the environmentalists and take a page from history, because my bride grew up out in Thousand Oaks. She used to see controlled burns being done every year. And yeah, you'd see a controlled burn. There'd be a little bit of smoke. A couple of days, it'd go away. And that's that. But you didn't have entire swaths of the state being burned up. There was one point over the weekend, I think they said 1,000 feet per minute were what were being consumed by the, per minute, by what was being consumed by the largest fire. And as we said, 31 dead in California now. Thoughts and prayers are still with all of them. On the other end of the country, we've got this other thing going on. Cut number three.
We still don't understand how they went in these two counties and had a dramatic increase. Another 93,000 votes were cast, or somehow they came up with 93,000 votes after election night. We still don't know how they came up with that. So we're trying to figure out exactly what happened. I've asked the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to go in and do an investigation to find out what happened here. But we clearly know the judges have already said they clearly violated the law.
And they clearly violated the law on multiple counts. I'll tell you how. That's Governor Rick Scott talking about the Florida recounts, obviously. Early this afternoon, Drudge was saying that with 99.8% of the precincts in Arizona, that it looks like Kyrsten Sinema is going to win the Senate seat there by, I'm just eyeballing this, 32,000 votes, something like that. There's some question over the validity of this. It might be kicked into a recount. I'm not sure. But it looks like right now that Kyrsten Sinema, the Democrat, will win the U.S. Senate seat in Arizona. And that's a pickup for the Dems in that Senate race. GOP still controls the U.S. Senate. In fact, they could lose Florida and they'll still control the U.S. Senate. If they don't do any better than they've done right now, they still have a majority. All right. So then just to show you how bad this is, my friend and former colleague, Steve Dace, still a blogger and writer and stuff from Iowa. He said on Twitter today, dude, when Jeb Bush comes out swinging, you know, it's egregious. He had retweeted a Jeb Bush tweet, where Bush says there is no question that Broward County Supervisor of Elections Brenda Snipes failed to comply with Florida law on multiple counts, undermining Floridians' confidence in our electoral process. Supervisor Snipes should be removed from her office following the recounts. It's not just that, though, friends. And this has been a talking point of the Democrats for most of the weekend. No, you're saying you just want to stop the votes. It's not you're trying to stop a lawful process. And she's playing this dumb aw shucks thing. Well, you know, we have a lot of people in Broward County and they cast a lot of votes. Well, if she could just talk faster, I'm sure we'd get to a resolution more quickly. But here's one of the reasons why Governor Scott and other people are a little bit confused, because there are lots of questions that seem to demand some sort of look into what potentially criminal has gone on here. On election night, Snipes reports a total universe for Broward County of 634 votes. Now she's somewhere north of 720-something thousand. So, again, to Rick Scott's point, where did the 93,000 total extra votes come from? It's a mystery. Did her office purposefully underreport the total number last Tuesday? Or did they purposefully manufacture 93,000 votes since then? That's a legitimate question. Because you can't report on election night one total and then come back for the recount and have, you know, nearly 100,000 votes more. She also admitted over the weekend to accidentally, I use that with quotation marks, commingled 15 already deemed illegal votes into a batch of 200 legal ones. Now just let me ask you this. If you've got a number of votes and you're doing a recount and you want to start padding numbers to go a certain way, what better strategy would there to be than to, I don't know, mix 15 favorable illegal votes into, say, every batch of 200 that you have? Like, just multiply that times 900 and something thousand votes. Oh, you might make up the extra. And then her explanation was, well, we can't disenfranchise all those 200 votes. We're just going to have to count the illegal ones. Did you know over the weekend that both the Gillum campaign and the Senator Nelson campaign actually argued before a court that they should have the right to count votes from illegal aliens, non-citizens? Friends, if you don't have the right to be here, you don't have the right to vote. Period. If you're a non-citizen, you don't get to vote. So there's all that. For all of you saying, oh, well, they're just trying to count the votes. Why are you trying to rush them from counting the votes? Really? That's what all this adds up to? How about this? Why weren't representatives of the campaigns allowed to monitor the original vote count? It's a requirement by law that they be allowed to do that. Judge tells her you got to turn over all the ballots to the Scott campaign by 7 o'clock Friday night. She didn't do it. So it's not just dumb aw shucks. We're just country bumpkins. We don't know no better down in Broward County. This is specific corruption that keeps rearing its head. Stan Lee is dead, the comic book originator for Spider-Man and several others. And we have lost one of our own, friends. Stay with us at the end of the show today. A tribute to Dr. Herb London, who was one of my dear friends and one of my favorite foreign policy analysts in all the world. A tribute to Dr. London coming up. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle, the fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family, under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock, and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a Money Monday, so we'll take a look at the markets. Even though it's a holiday, there has been some action on the markets, rather adverse at that. But we'll talk about that. David Fisher yet to come this hour. And glad to have you with us rolling through on this Veterans Day Monday. Again, we were very pleased at our house of worship yesterday when we saw it when they kind of break stuff down. You go to the announcements, and there was a red poppy that popped up on the screen, and I didn't even catch the significance of it. My bride did, and she's leaned over. She said, "Oh, I'm so thankful that we took the time out to recognize them." Lots of things in our world that definitely need some focus, and one of the things that normally the lady who's with us on Mondays, Dr. Gina Loudon, made reference to as a Florida resident that was addressed in the election had to do with whether or not former felons should be given the right to vote. And of course, Florida passed that amendment, 64%, in fact, of the population, which meant it had to have some degree of bipartisan support. And I will admit, I'm generally one of these knee-jerk, you do the time, you do the crime, you do the time, whatever happens, it's kind of on your dime kind of guys. And I've always thought, why should we give ex-felons their rights to vote back? And that was, to some degree, always kind of at odds with some of my other friends when we get together and discuss it. And then I read Holly Shear's piece in The Federalist today. And I thought, you know, there's some really valid points that she makes here that I think would make for a good discussion. So I've invited her to join us. Holly is a contributor to TheFederalist.com. She writes at some other places as well. She fancies herself not just a writer, but also an editor. And if you follow her on Instagram or on Twitter, you'll see that she has a wide variety of things that she's interested in and comments on. But it's good to welcome her to the Kevin McCullough microphone for the first time. Hello, Holly.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
Sure. So first of all, you live out west, but this story out of Florida and their decision to allow ex-felons to reclaim their voting rights captured your attention. What was it about this issue that made you feel compelled to write about it?
That's a good question, actually. I do have family who lives in Florida, but I'm kind of interested in the broader discussion kind of about disenfranchisement and why it's important to keep people interested and active in this big conversation we have through elections and voting, and why it really matters to keep all of us really focused on our process that we have as Americans.
Well, what is it about that that you feel is, because a lot of, you look at the shenanigans going on in Florida right now and people say, I don't want to have anything to do with that. Look, it's not even legitimate. So if it's close enough, they'll go into a couple of counties, they'll find literally thousands of votes, and they'll do what they want to do. That's the typical sentiment, Holly, right now. No matter which side you're on, they just look at it and say, yeah, there's no honest process here.
You know, I think it is kind of tempting to feel that way, and I really hope that pretty soon they get some transparency going there and get this figured out, because I think it's not a good thing what's happening there, and that's kind of a side issue happening. But when people stop engaging, when people stop feeling like their voices matter, I think that's when we lose something really fundamental to being Americans. We are our government. We are the process. We are the ones who matter here, and if they can get us to stop voicing our opinions, if they can get us to stop being interested in the process through feeling like our votes don't count, through feeling like our votes literally don't count because they're not being counted, they take the power away from us, and that's not what we need in our government right now.
Yeah. Well, so you've written about the election. Florida, obviously, by bipartisan majority, 64% approved this. Now, it's going to re-enfranchise felons, but there's some limitations on it. And I was actually glad to learn of the limitations, because there are some felons that will not be allowed to reclaim their right to vote. How did they draw the dividing line?
Sure. So they drew the line at people with felony murder and felony sex offense convictions. So we're not talking about every single person who has been released from prison and has served their time. We're talking about taking people with really violent crimes against other people and keeping them off the voter rolls. They will not be voting in any elections in the future in Florida.
But if it's a low-level crime, shoplifting, drug abuse, other things, mm-hmm. you can do your time, and then society can say collectively, we feel like you've learned your lesson, and this will automatically be given back to them. They won't have to apply for it.
Correct. Before this, Florida did have a process. You had to go before a judge. You had to apply for it. And unfortunately, there was a huge backlog. There were tens of thousands of people waiting in the process with no real clear time frame in the future of when they would have their voting rights restored.
Now, there's a lot of people, Holly, that are listening to us that say, but you guys don't understand. These types of voters are going to come out and they're just going to vote for one party. And that's basically the party that's going to give them everything. Your reaction to the kind of unipartisan advantage that some people suspect is going to be involved here?
You know, first, I don't think we should give people rights based upon what we think they're going to do or based upon which party we think they're going to sympathize with. Second, you know, they've done some studies on this, and there's not actually that clear of a consensus on what party they're going to vote for or not. You know, there's this supposition with that they're going to vote strongly Democrat. It's actually kind of shaky on whether or not that's true. I think we need to remember that, you know, your vote isn't predicated on whether or not you're a Republican or a Democrat. It's because you're an American citizen. You're an adult. Every voice should count.
Yeah. Well, friends, I really and we don't have time to go into the deeper parts of what she talks about through a study that's been done and some other things. But I would strongly recommend that you read it because it actually impacted how I now think about the issue. And I don't know that it's completely changed my mind, but I'm open enough to say there are some important things that should be considered here. And I felt it was important enough to highlight. And so, Holly, I appreciate that. And it's what I always appreciate about the Federalist. There's a wide range of voices there, but they always make us think a little bit harder about the issues of the day. And appreciate your time now.
Yeah, thank you for being willing to open up on this conversation.
Absolutely. Holly Scheer, she's a contributor to The Federalist. You can read it at thefederalist.com. And the current column, Restoring Voting to Former Felons Will Help Them Reintegrate. And there's some argument to be made that the more they reintegrate, the better society off is as well. So go check that out by Holly Scheer. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, a very important discussion with my friend Todd Chapman. And David Fisher is just around the corner as well. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that if you do not currently have health insurance between now and December 15th, you've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful? That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at getbenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. Getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info. Getbenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Breaking news as it happens, but some of the news that you don't hear about is also rather important, and it's one of the reasons why last week we began a little bit of an effort here, as we do every November, with Food for the Poor on Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're very pleased to welcome back Todd Chapman to the studio, who is a very busy man. He was all over the place this weekend, but he's back in studio with us, and Todd, thus far, our listeners to AM 970, The Answer here in New York City, have done a really good job of reaching out to people. In fact, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but we've already helped a number of families that are in steep food poverty in this little town of Kiali, Haiti. But give us the latest.
Yeah, so I wanted to thank a number of people who have called and given gifts of $27 a month or $320. And I was just trying to get back into the list here and get names. And unfortunately, my computer's not cooperating at the moment. But, if you gave, you know. And the answer listeners have responded in an amazing way. And Kevin, I think that's because, maybe it's an acknowledgement at this time of year, as we head into the holiday season and Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I think it's an acknowledgement that people realize, it's pretty awesome that we, get to live in the greatest country on the face of the planet. Yeah, we have our challenges. We have our issues. But the reality is, my family's doing okay. I've got a roof over my head. I've got clean, safe drinking water. Got enough food to eat. Got a job that pays the bills and maybe a little bit of surplus. And, life is pretty good. And so how can I use some of that here as the end of the year is coming and the holiday season to make the world a better place? And so I'm just grateful for that. And thank you so much for calling 855-919-4673. It really is amazing the difference that that we can make. And, you can make the world a better place, even if just for, one person or one family. And that's what you're doing when you give this $27 gift to Food for the Poor. It's actually providing a starving family in Haiti, the poorest country on this side of the planet, with enough food to feed that entire family of four every day, two meals a day for the next year. 365 days worth of food, right? I mean, wrap your head around that for $27 a month, less than a dollar a day. But on top of that, and this to me is even in many ways more miraculous, a lifetime supply of clean, safe drinking water, which is a huge challenge in Haiti. Haiti's a country of about 11 million people. And only about 20% of them have access to potable drinking water. It's a life-threatening crisis. But again, you can help resolve that by providing clean, safe drinking water for a family for life. By and the way we do that is a portion of your gift goes to build a water well or a solar-powered water purification unit that will last 30, 40 years, pumping out 10,000 gallons of pristine drinking water every day. So, Kevin, it's really a huge difference that our answer listeners can make today when they call 855-919-4673.
And these particular families that we're helping this year, they have been abandoned by a factory that had moved into their area that had allowed them to grow crops and help produce food. Mm-hmm. They have had a drought, which has kept them from being able to grow crops for themselves for the last 3 years. Their livestock has died off. They are beginning to die. And these 81 families that Food for the Poor have identified are the ones that need the most help right now. Right. And friends, I just want to say thank you. Those of you that have already, and I know that if you listen to this radio station, you're not used to hearing us ask for you to get involved in ways like this. But I have found that in my life, that the more that I get involved in efforts like these, the more I am grateful and understand the many things that I enjoy on a day-to-day basis that are just true, what I call blessings. I'm not trying to be corny or use a cliché word, but I'm not thinking about having to have dirty drinking water come out of my sink at home tonight, Todd. It's going to be right. Clean. And then I have even more pure drinking water in my refrigerator. And then there's a bottle service that I could have installed for people to come and give me big bottles of pure drinking water. And there's about seven or eight different ways that we just have clean water and take it for granted. But for people that live in this area, the water is contaminated. The cholera outbreak, the earthquake, the tsunami all contributed to the drought. It has not gotten better. And these families are on the risk of dying. There's 3,000 families that are in this area, about 12,000 people. Right. Friends, it's really important that we at this time of year, Thanksgiving's just a couple of days away. In fact, over the weekend, Todd, there were people saying, have you put in your order for your Thanksgiving dinner yet? And I'm like, you know, I don't know that we're going to do that this year. We may be doing something very different. But that's the conversation people are having. And you know what those things cost when you get them from the Whole Foods or the Rite Aid or you know, wherever else
you're
going?
Yeah, I know, because
Rite Aid doesn't
one.
Do them, but yeah. But they're expensive. And even if you just want to feed 6, 8, 10 people, you're spending a couple hundred dollars. Here's the thing.
Right.
For about the same amount of money, and you can spread it out over months if you need to, but for about the same amount of money, you could feed this family for an entire year, and they're not going to eat if you don't. Like, that's the part that gets me, right, stabs through the heart right away. 855-919-4673 is the number, 855-919-4673. And for those of you that are willing to give right now, there is a match from one listener that says if you will give for a full family in the next 10 minutes, they're going to match every family we can care for the next 10 minutes only. 855-919-4673. Call right now. 855-919-4673. It's Kevin McCullough.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, KMCfree.com. That's KMCfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. KMCfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb free. And it's free to you. KMCfree.com.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And on Mondays, we do take a check of what is going on with your money as you are trying to be a good steward of that. That's always kind of on the forefront of my mind. We want to help people be even better stewards of the money that they work hard for every day. And as we have lots of reasons to not trust public policy and a lot of the policies that get passed, we have to take a bigger role in our own stewardship of that. And that's why we do Money Monday. And I'm thrilled to have David Fisher with us, Landmark Capital CEO, and of course he's been my contributor on the Money Monday segment now for a couple of years. And David, it's one of those weird days. It's a holiday in some senses. You've got some banks and some schools and some places closed, and there's a lot of others that are open, and today the markets were running. So I'm just curious, you know, today we had a bit of a down day, particularly in the early in the midday portion of the day. Does the holiday have anything to do with it? The fact that the market is kind of like half on break today, et cetera. If not, are there any other reasons why?
Well, first of all, happy Veterans Day, and thank you for having me on your program. And God bless all the veterans that have served and are serving our country. I really appreciate that. And just want to mention that if they decide to do any business with us, we offer discounts to veterans, and I appreciate that, and I show it in a tangible way. But back to the market. You know, it's low volume today. The Dow's off. That's during intraday trading, close to 500 points. It's trying to reset, like I was sharing the last few weeks. Apple's down 5%. Visa's down 3%. General Electric, almost 7%. They've been having some managing their debt problem. But the tech industry is the stocks are overvalued. The financial stocks haven't performed very well this year. That's why Visa is down. So this is just trying to find the new values for the market, and this is just part of the environment that I've been talking about, resetting values due to pulling away support levels from the punch bowl, so to speak, the Fed injecting really cheap money into the system.
Well, and given that that's, this is, we're also getting towards the, the end of the fourth quarter here. And I know that through the end of the year, you've said all year long that it's going to be volatile. And last Friday, you mentioned that, you know, some breaking news, there'd been some malfeasance in the metals market. I'm just curious, between all of the, you know, Trump in Europe, all the different countries not necessarily happy with him, the trade, the tariffs, the all this other stuff. Are we gonna level out before the end of the year, or is this more of what we're in for?
I think this is going to be unfortunately the new norm for some time. There's, you know, soybeans are getting clobbered today. Tariffs of 25% got put into effect here just recently. The Chinese tariffs and shipments of soybean from U.S. farmers are down substantially to China. Russia's picked up their side of the fence on that. So China's been buying soybeans from Russia, from Brazil also. So, you know, and we're supporting our farmers through giving them around $4.7 billion, and most of that went to soybean farmers, not all of it. But you know, that's just a short-term Band-Aid thing until we come to some sort of agreement. But this really could hurt the soybean farmers. So we're seeing a lot of uncertainty. Tariffs still loom. President Trump's talking about putting on more tariffs, going to the full amount, another quite a bit of chunk of tariffs. It hasn't happened, but the talk of it does this kind of reaction to the market.
Right. Now, last Friday, we had you back for a special segment. There was a big story breaking in the metals market. You've speculated, like many have for years, that maybe a particular dealer had been manipulating the metal price, and it turns out they did have some traders that were doing that. Recount for us for people that missed it.
Well, I broke the news on TD Ameritrade, and they were shocked as well as I when I read the article the day before. Actually, it came out on some major financial news. But J.P. Morgan has been, we always wondered if they been manipulating the metal market. And the news actually came out. Court documents were sealed on October 9th, but they were opened last Thursday. So I reported the news on Friday, Thursday night. And a gentleman who's worked there for 13 years, worked his way up the rank as one of the senior traders, and became vice president of the metal segment of J.P. Morgan. He is now under indictment. He's going to probably, on December 9th, he's going to be sentenced. He could have up to 30 years in jail. He did a whole bunch of things. They did what you call spoofing orders, which is, in essence, something that's designed to artificially move the price of metals downward by placing a contract actually out on a trading platform, but not initiating the contracts. When other traders see a huge amount of these contracts getting ready to be implemented in the market, they get scared, they get panicked, they bet the market's going to go down, and so they push the market down, and then he comes in and actually places an order at a much lower level. So he did quite a bit of this. This is a normal execution. His supervisors, he actually taught him how to do this. So it's not just one person at J.P. Morgan. It's a big sector of the industry in the metal division. And this is all now coming out in the news. So it's been market manipulation. And there's actually a website and toll-free number you can call if you've been felt like that you actually lost money in the market due to this behavior.
So, friends, if and we don't have time to continue the discussion now, but we do have a huge gold coin giveaway that's coming up on December the 9th, and you've heard us talking about this. Would like for you to be able to register for your chance to win a gold coin that celebrates the opening of worldwide trade, the digging of the Panama Canal, and the mint that was from the city where they celebrated all of that. And if you want more details on that, you can get on the website and read that for yourself. But in order to sign up for it, you can also call David's office, 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10 Energy. Hydrate and CoQ10 Energize the healthy way. More absorbable CoQ10, caffeine, sugar, and carb-free. And it's free to you. kmcfree.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Right. Amen?
Amen.
From the studio that brought you Fireproof and War Room.
I'd like for you to have more non-combat experience first, but a military-wide shortage of chaplains says otherwise.
Well, I signed up to be where the need is, sir.
Based on the extraordinary true story.
I just feel like there's something more that's happening between us.
It's not between you two. It's between you two and that war.
Now they must face one more battle. The fight for their marriage.
He's a different man now, and if that's not evidence that there's a good God working here, bringing us something better through pain, what is?
One marriage, one family.
under God.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints in the spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Back once again at the CoQ10 Energy News Desk at Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. And if you have not yet gone and gotten your complimentary sample of CoQ10 Energy, the energy green, a drink that's actually good for you, has zero caffeine, zero sugar, zero carbs. It is amazing. It has the full complement of all of the vitamins, vitamin B that you need, all the different variations of vitamin B, and it's got 4 to 5 times the amount of absorbable CoQ10. And you, I'm not only gonna pay for your bottle, your free sample, 16-ounce sample. I'm gonna pay for the shipping to get it to you. If you just go to KMCfree.com, KMCfree.com, and try your own complimentary sample of CoQ10 Energy, caffeine-free energy. It hydrates you and it energizes you. It gives you that pickup you need at 2 in the afternoon without giving you the jitters because of the CoQ10. It's good for your heart, good for your skin, good for your joints. It will change your life as it has mine. So CoQ10 Energize your afternoon. Get your complimentary sample at KMCfree.com, and I'm paying for the shipping to get it to you. So there's absolutely zero risk to you in any way. Now, at the beginning of the show today, I mentioned that we had to say goodbye to a friend over the weekend. In fact, we had sought to be in contact with Dr. Herb Lundin in recent weeks because of the various international foreign policy headlines that his expertise would be keenly suited for. Donald Trump actually has depended upon Dr. Lundin for several ideas as it relates to Middle East policy. But he was not long for this world and went home this past weekend. And we are mourning, along with the Lundin family and friends of the Lundin Center for Policy Research, the loss of this great and incredible man. And along those lines, I asked Alex to dig through the archives and to find some keen moments when he was with us in recent weeks. So we offer this as our tribute to Dr. Herb Lundin. Dr. Herb Lundin, who rejoins us on all things foreign policy. Dr. Lundin, it's good to have you back with us today and good to hear your voice.
Well, Kevin, it's very good to hear your voice as well, and I'm so happy to be with you.
What do you make of the current state of affairs?
When you have members of the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, all saying there is a secret society, and we are doing whatever we can to undermine this president. These are remarkable claims
right.
for institutions that presumably have some degree of integrity. The North Koreans obviously are very much interested in getting aid and assistance from the United States, and they want to see the peninsula being denuclearized. The Chinese are eager to see that as well, but denuclearization for them means that the American influence would be significantly reduced, if not eliminated. I think it's important for the world to understand that Iran is the leading state sponsor of terrorism around the globe, and we are going to continue this arrangement. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, and I don't think that most Americans, if they understood it as clearly as you do, Dr. London, would say it made sense either.
This has not been discussed in the press at all.
Right.
And, you know, I God bless you for bringing up topics that other people never discuss. And it's one of the reasons why I think you play such an important role in the radio.
No, Dr. London, the days that you filled in for me and made guest appearances on my show, you were the one that was actually making the difference on the radio those days. And you have for such a long time. And we mourn your passing, though we are grateful that you are at a better place now and able to meet the God who made you and knows you and loves you. I'm Kevin McCullough, the passing of Herb London. See you next time.